Good afternoon, South by Southwest. How's everybody doing? I can talk a little bit louder now. In the morning, I had to whisper. People were not looking too good. But you guys look great. Everybody's looking great. We are here at the Ogilvy Day Stage, the book author room. We've been here all through the event. We'll be here through Tuesday with the best book authors that have books over at the Barnes & Noble bookstore right around the corner. And after each session, for the most part, our authors are over there signing books, so go check them out throughout the event. Our theme today has been largely around social media, social business, and the application of technology into an organization, and we're going to talk more about that from a business-to-business perspective. We have Jeffrey Cohen and of Radiant 6 and Kip Bodner of HubSpot in their book, the B2B Social Media Book. And basically, they're going to speak to the notion of lead generation not being a dirty word and social media not being about hugging your customers, but really trying to bridge the gap between the two. A warm welcome for our authors.
Thanks, sir. How we doing? Love it. Awesome. Welcome, everyone. We're going to spend a second today and going to talk to you a little bit about using social media for B2B companies and using social media for lead gen. Really excited to be here today. I'm Kip Bodner. I do inbound marketing at HubSpot. We're an all-in-one marketing software company in Boston, Massachusetts. You can connect with me on Twitter, at Kip Bodner. If you have any questions or want to connect with me after, please find me there.
And I'm Jeff Cohen. I work for Radiant 6. We're a social media monitoring platform. We help people hear what they're saying about you online. And again, on Twitter, I'm at Jeffrey L. Cohen. Love to connect with you afterwards. And we're here today because we wrote the B2B social media book. We're going to share a few ideas with you that we put forth in the book. And when we're done, we will be out there looking forward to chatting with you. We can sign the book for you as well.
Okay, so to kick everything off, we'd love it, if you tweeted some stats, some takeaways that you thought were valuable from our presentation today. Please use the hashtag SXB2BSM. So again, the hashtag is SXB2BSM with any awesome stats, highlights from the presentation today. So before we get started, there's one thing that Jeff and I want to do, and we want to make a confession to everybody out there. And our confession to you is that we're big, big, big marketing dorks. And it would be really easy for us to sit up here and chat about the wonders of marketing and how marketing is going to fix the world's problems. We're going to create world peace. It's all going to be wonderful. But fundamentally, that's a disservice to us. That's a disservice to you. We in marketing right now are in the midst of a problem of epidemic proportions. We have this massive battle of misperception happening. According to a study done last summer, 73% of CEOs don't believe marketers drive revenue or demand for their business. 73%. That's basically 3 out of every 4 CEOs. That tells me that as marketers, we're measuring the wrong things and we're doing the wrong things. We're looking at visitors and followers and metrics that don't equate to the bottom line. And we fundamentally have to change that. And we're going to talk with you a little bit today about how we think we should change that. Because I fundamentally believe we have a tremendous opportunity. Like, the expectations are incredibly low. We have nowhere to go but up. If 75% basically of executives don't lean and give us credibility in the work that we're doing, we have the opportunity to shine and really be successful within our organization. And fundamentally, how we do this is generating real business value. And we do that through generating leads and sales with our social media and our inbound marketing efforts. And what's really, really critical is that we have to think about leads as a leading indicator of sales, of revenue. You know, leads aren't the end goal. Customers are the end goal. Who here has seen the movie Moneyball? Awesome movie. One of my favorite movies of the past year. I love the Fenway Park cameo at the end as a Boston guy. Just does my heart good. Woo! Go Red Sox. So that
cheap applause.
If you say the Red Sox, you normally get cheers and then boos from the Yankees fans. It all works out. So there's an awesome moment in that movie. And Brad Pitt's the general manager of the Oakland A's, and Jonah Hill's kind of playing his assistant. And Brad Pitt turns to the assistant, Jonah Hill, and says, "I don't have the money to buy the players I need." And Jonah Hill turns to him and says, "Your goal isn't to buy players. Your goal is to buy wins." And that's essentially what we're talking about with marketing, right? Our goal isn't to buy leads. Our goal isn't to buy followers, likes, visitors. Our goal is to buy customers. And social media is just one part of kind of a really integrated inbound marketing process to bring in customers to our business. Like, I think fundamentally we're thinking about this the wrong way. And we have this kind of tree hugger mentality, and we're focusing on the wrong metrics. Like, I think we just got to cut the trees down, print them out, turn them into paper. We've got to print some money. We've got to really focus on revenue. And to do that, you've got to start with leads, because as B2B companies, we've got long sales cycle, long consideration processes. So how do leads happen online? They happen in basically an infinite number of ways. Somebody could see a webinar you shared on Twitter, click that link, register, become a lead that way. Somebody could like your Facebook page, see a blog post you're sharing there, find a webinar call to action on that blog post, become a lead that way. Somebody could plus one your website on Google Plus, see your product page in a search result from a connection, sign up for a product registration, product demo, become a lead that way. The point is that you can't predict everything. And so what we're going to do today is kind of share some ideas for how do you maximize getting these leads into your business.
That's right. So what we're going to talk about, rather than just come up here and spout off a bunch of theory and a bunch of high-level strategy, we're going to give you some must-haves, things that you really need to do in your business to generate leads using social media. And so these are the three things that we're going to look at that are part of this. We'll come back to each one in a second. The first is you need to get people connected to you. You really need to build the reach of your networks. The second is you need to get people to share your stuff. It's really important that you help drive your message out there. And then the third is you need to place calls to action everywhere on everything that you do. So what we found is that there was a recent study, 60% of the buying cycle is already over by the time someone calls a salesperson. By the time they're ready to talk to your company, they're 60% of the way through. So what that means is, say 10 years ago, the salesperson was in the driver's seat, managing the process, the sales process, and now the buyer's really in charge. So what social media lets you do is it lets you educate these buyers, educate your prospects, get information out there so that when they're doing their own research online, they're learning more about your company so that you will be considered when they're actually picking up the phone and want to talk to a salesperson. B2B is one of those really interesting things. It's called business to business, but it's really about people to people. It's not two companies buying and selling from each other. It's about people building connections, making relationships, and the process goes from there. Traditionally, we say that people buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And social media helps you do all those sorts of things. You make the connections and you start to know them. You deepen that relationship, they start to like you, and then you continue to share information with them, building that relationship, and they start trusting you, and you can become a customer. Prospects really don't care about your products. They care about solutions for themselves. Think about the last time you've seen marketing from other B2B companies. It's all about us. Me, me, me. This is what my company does. We're putting out press releases. We're putting out marketing that focuses on products. Prospects just don't want to hear that anymore. They want to know how things are going to work for them. So using the ideas of social media, you need to connect with them. You need to follow people on Twitter, friend people on Facebook, connect with people on LinkedIn. When we're done talking, turn to the person next to you and say, "Hey, I want to connect with you on LinkedIn." Have a little conversation. See if you have things in common. This is not magic. You're not going to build these connections without doing the work to build your reach on social media. The idea of sharing links is a really important part of what happens with social media. But in a recent study, the length of time, the shelf life, if you will, of a link is 3 hours. So think if you pour a glass of milk and you set it on the counter and come back 3 hours later, are you going to want to drink that? I don't think so. Hopefully not. But if you put out a link, basically everything has happened on that link. Sharing, retweeting, clicking in about 3 hours. After that, it's pretty much just a dead link. So people wonder, well, how do I know how much to share? What do I do when I'm putting out information online? And what we have is the 10-4-1 rule. And it's a real good way to think about how you need to be sharing. The 10, share 10 things from other companies, third-party articles, other blog posts, great educational content that you think your customers and prospects would be interested in. You're building that trust. You're creating value by sharing other valuable content. And then there's the 4 company blog posts. So you're really thinking about the balance between other people's content and your content. And then the last part of this is we're talking about lead generation. And for lead generation to happen, you need to have landing pages as part of your process. It's okay to share links direct to a landing page. The landing page might be information about a webinar, and you get people to sign up directly. You don't necessarily have them go through other means to get to that landing page. They can just go right there. And when you think about some of the broken ways people have used marketing, think of the companies that have spent all their time sharing press releases. Really? You're still tweeting press releases in 2012? We are so far beyond that because that is never going to get people to connect with you. It's never going to get people to like, to know, like, and trust you. So really what this comes down to is that publishing and sharing content online, it's the single biggest lever to influence social media lead generation. You really need to think about how this works to build a system to share more content online. You need to get your executives on board. Make sure everybody in your company understands how important it is for marketing to be able to do this and creating this content that you're sharing.
So Jeff just talked a little bit about how we get people interested in connecting with us online. That's the first step, but how do we get them to take the next action? We want them to go from consuming our information to sharing it, being an advocate for it, really bringing in and getting the leverage out of the social web that's really powerful, which is the quick, easy dissemination of information. So how do we do that? And I want to talk a little bit about a company right here in Austin, Texas. So Breaking Point Systems is what I would call a big ticket B2B company. They sell network testing equipment. So it's $100,000, $200,000 base price for their product. Sales cycle 9, 12 months. So long consideration process, long sales process. So what do? They have this phenomenal blog that doesn't talk about their testing equipment. Instead, it talks about the problems that their customers are facing and their prospects are facing. What new viruses are out there on the internet? What current events, legislation, all these really powerful things that could transform some of these businesses and ruin a business, they're helping people prevent it and change it and educate people around that. And what I love about what they're doing, that's one part of it, but they're making it really easy for that message to get out. They do a great job of using SlideShare, which is kind of like YouTube for presentations. So if you think about it, we do a webinar or we do a sales presentation. What happens to that presentation? It sits on your hard drive. It sits on your hard drive until it's the next time to do that presentation or to develop a new version of that deck. Instead, what they're doing is they're uploading it to SlideShare. They have almost 800 people who have viewed this presentation on 4G LTE testing. It's a super niche presentation, but 800 people have seen it. People have embedded it. People have commented on it. in a way that would have never have happened if they had just left it on their hard drive or even let people download the file on their website. This makes it really easy for people to click through it, embed it with just a copy and paste of code. That is the power of the web, and our job as marketers and as businesses is to make this process really easy and to make this sharing as easy, as simple as possible. What they're doing, they're using all of these tools to bring traffic back to their website, bring people back to their blog, back to their product pages, and converting them using call to actions. And they're getting people to sign up for their webinars. They're nurturing people through those webinars based on how much of the webinar they watched, or if they attended or if they didn't attend. So they're getting a really good idea of what people are interested in for their sales team. This is all great. The real important part is that this works for them. They've closed millions in sales from online leads with an ROI of 2,800%. So that's fantastic. That's what we all want. This is an ATM printing money, basically, is what this is for them. They still do other types of marketing, have a really balanced marketing mix, but this is a really key part of what they do. And really, it's not rocket science. It's not hard. Basically, all they're doing is they're sharing really awesome stuff, and they are reducing the friction around other people sharing that content and information. They're making it really easy for people to share online, whether it be Twitter, SlideShare, Facebook, forwarding their blog posts in an email. That's as simple as it is. And if you can do that, you will increase the sharing around your content online as well.
So the third thing that we said was really important, a must-have, if you will, for social media lead generation, is have calls to action everywhere. Too many marketers spend all their effort driving traffic, driving customers and prospects to their sites and never convert them. They don't give these people the opportunity to raise their hand and say, I'm more interested in your product, I want to know more. So in this example, you see across the top, there's a banner ad for an ebook. That link goes to a landing page where someone fills out a lead form. Down the side, you can subscribe to the blog, connect with them on Facebook and Twitter, subscribe to an email newsletter. All ways for prospects and customers to become more connected to the companies. So one of the things that we've found is CTAs, or calls to action, are not always what you think. We're going to see in a second an example of using embedded tweets. With the recent redesign of Twitter, they created the opportunity for you to grab a tweet and embed it on your site. Think about a website you've been to that had testimonials. Did it make you want to buy? Did it sound like a real person talking? Or did it sound like a robot? Or some sort of machine-generated, here's what's good about this program or good about this product. What you can do now with embedded tweets is you can grab a tweet when someone says something good about you, favorite it within Twitter, and then embed it on your site. So there's a company called Small Orange, and they're a web hosting company. This is, in fact, the homepage of their site, which literally shows all their hosting plans. So they're not even wasting time sending you to landing pages. Right here, they're telling you about the programs, telling you about their packages, and giving you the opportunity to buy right from here. Up at the top of the page, that's an embedded tweet. That's a testimonial from one of their customers. And they did a really interesting test. They tried putting this testimonial at the top, and they put it at the bottom. And they really thought about the data that they were collecting, because it turns out when they put it at the bottom, they got a great click-through rate. Lots of people click through on their package plans to buy, and they thought that was good. But it was even better when they put it at the top. The click-through rate was lower. Fewer people, in fact, clicked to find out to buy these hosting plans, but in fact, they converted more customers. They actually got more customers when this embedded tweet testimonial was at the top before they read the different options, before they clicked through to buy a hosting plan.
So let's recap really quick. What do we got to do? We got to get people to connect with us online. Jeff talked about the 10-4-1 rule. He talked about sharing content that is solving problems, that's not narcissistic, that's not self-indulgent. We talked about how do we get people to share our stuff? We looked at Breaking Point System. We talked about leveraging the content and information that we already have and using things like SlideShare and Google Plus and Facebook and the different social networks to get the content that would be sitting on our computers otherwise out into our customers' and prospects' hands and letting them advocate for it. And then we talked about the thing that a lot of marketers miss, and that's converting anonymous web traffic or social media followers into leads and then into customers, and that's really through call to actions. And so we talked about using call to actions. We looked at how a small orange is using embedded tweets to improve the conversion rate of their call to actions and using social proof as a way to generate more customers online. So we fundamentally believe that if you do these three things, that we can prove the CEOs wrong. We can make a dent in the universe, and we can reduce that 73% number that we talked about to kick off the presentation. More importantly, like, we fundamentally believe we will all be better. Marketing will be better if we do this. You will be happier at the job you do, and you'll become a star within your company. So with that, I think we have time for a question or two. We'd like to thank everybody, and then we'll be doing a book signing out back. So if we have any questions, we'll take one or two now. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Yep. Well, it's content that solves a need for somebody, right? Think about being a publication. Think about your marketing as a media company. And how do you, if you were an editor, if you were the Harvard Business Review, or if you were the best trade magazine in the industry, what would you talk about? And that's basically what you should, your job should be to close down every trade pub in your industry because everybody's coming to you for the information they used to get from them. Yes, sir, back there. Yep. We talked about that a little. You wrote that chapter.
We talked about Facebook advertising a little bit, but keeping in mind that it was written about 6 or 9 months ago. So Facebook advertising is continuing to change. What Facebook has recently said, not about that specific topic, but they're trying to encourage people to literally advertise so that your fans will see your content. So your example, if you're talking about a specific, you know, micro-target, you absolutely can try doing that, but Facebook is even taking that to a macro level and saying, if you want to reach the people who have already said they're interested in you, you, in fact, have to buy advertising to reach them.
We've seen a lot of people do that with LinkedIn, the very micro-targeting on LinkedIn, and have a lot of success, and we talk about that. Yep. Yeah, they do some of that as well. They're really good. I think we've got time for one or two. Yes, orange, right over here. Right. I would say, do you have time for your business to fail? Because it's basically it's because advertising used to be about how much money you had to spend, and you could outspend everyone. And marketing was just about how much money you had, and now it's about the people who have the best content and the best reach online. If you have followers on Twitter, yes, you're getting traffic and leads from Twitter, but that's also impacting how people are finding you in Google search and in Bing search, and it ripples down to every aspect of how you're attracting and converting people. And to not do that, it just means you're going to continue to rent attention, which isn't going to be a sustainable model in a world that's shifting into owning everything. One last question right here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Facebook Commerce, you want to talk about this?
You have a
I've got some stuff here. I think that they're making a few problems. I think, one, they're not doing enough to engage their existing base to actually get people in a position to convert. Right? Facebook is a very visual network. You need visual content. People really share images. It's that type of content that really brings people to engage with your content, gets your items in their news feed, and gets them coming back to your page. Most people fail at Facebook because they have this awesome e-commerce or Facebook commerce solution embedded in their page, and they have nobody going to it. I mean, I think that's fundamentally the problem. In theory, it's a great idea. I'm going to reduce the friction. I'm going to convert somebody right here without having them to take an extra step, which is good marketing. But they fail in actually getting people to that page at a good frequency and in a meaningful way, so that they're in a mindset to be able and ready to convert. Make sense? Awesome. We'll be outside doing a book signing. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.